think it's something about your tone, yeah. And if you're feeling like I'm feeling, babe, put down the phone and come on, yeah. Come on.
Your conversation got me interested in you, babe.
Come on.
It's pleasure for two, only thing that's listening to you, babe.
Come on.
Whatever you need, I will provide it indeed.
Baby, won't you come see me? Yeah, your vibe is so erotic, babe. Yeah, forbidden fruit I can't ignore. Can't wait another second, girl. So hurry on over, baby, so we can get in trouble, baby. Come on, come on.
Phone lines are open. This is Lady Diva here. Call in. All right. I have with me professional jazz recording artist, saxophonist J. Henry Live with me this evening. All right.
Hey there.
J. Henry, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
All right. That voice of yours, woo, can put chills through a woman's soul. Come see me.
Pretty
I love that track. Where are you calling
Thank
from?
You. I'm actually calling from the ATL. The ATL.
All right. Yes, that's where my biggest fan base is at. Hello, ATL. How are my fans doing out there this evening? Tell us a little bit about Come See Me.
All right, come see me. As you stated, I am a jazz artist as well as a vocalist. I'm a saxophonist. I'm actually known for my sax playing. This particular track was produced by Marlon McLean and Rashad Holiday. It was originally supposed to go on my Evolutionary album, which is the current jazz album that I'm promoting. I couldn't find anything to do with it on the sax, and when I decided that I was going to a vocal album, I started listening to the track again, and you know, I already liked the track, but it was something about this particular time listening to it, you know, the words started flowing.
Yeah.
So I called Marlon. I said, hey, Marlon, I'm going to use the track. I found something to do with it. I wrote the song. We got in the studio, recorded it. I let Marlon hear it. He loved the song, but he didn't quite like the second verse. So he introduced me to another writer, a fellow writer by the name of Dennis Bettis, who actually wrote one of Charlie Wilson's big hits with him. And he wrote the second verse, and I went back in and re-recorded the second verse, and then we listened to it again, and it was magic. You know, I thought we were on with something.
Well, you did a very good job. You all did a very good job. Wow. I love the track. I love the track.
Thank you.
Kind of got chills on my arms, you know. I'm like, okay, oh, this one's going somewhere. Okay. So tell us tell us all how your music career began. What sparked your talent? Yeah. Did you start off playing a musical instrument first, or were you singing first?
I've always loved music as a child, and when I was I'm a twin, so my brother's a vocalist as well, singer-songwriter. So when I was seven, we joined church, Baptist church, and we started out in the choir, of course.
Okay.
And then by the age of nine, my stepmother's brother, he's a jazz musician. By the way, I'm from New Orleans, the 504. My stepmother's brother is a jazz musician, and he was a saxophonist, clarinetist, flautist, you know, played all the instruments. And one Sunday by my grandmother's house, I said, I want to play an instrument. And they were like, what do you want to play? And saxophone was the first instrument that came to my mind. I didn't even know what it was, believe it or not. And he wound up giving me my first saxophone, teaching me the basics, and then the rest of it came, you know, just listening to the radio and sitting on the porch making a bunch of noise, getting on everybody's nerves, and eventually that noise started sounding good, you know. And here we are 30 years later, you know.
Okay.
Three albums, and you know, and just doing what I love.
Yes. Wow. Thank you for that information. I researched and went through your biography. I see that you had shared the stages with Tom Brown, Darryl Williams, Kiki Wyatt, a number of others. Have you ever collaborated any music with any these artists or any other singer-songwriters, jazz
Absolutely.
Artists?
Well,
okay.
I've collaborated on record. Let's see. On my Phenomenon album, I collaborated with the Rude Boys.
Okay.
On my Evolutionary album, I collaborated with comedian Rodney Perry, actress, singer Jasmine Burke, Ralph Johnson of Earth, Wind & Fire, Marlon McLean, who, of course, produced my new single. And in case people are wondering who Marlon McLean is the guitarist for the Dazz Band.
Okay.
Also a sought-after guitarist and well-known producer. Oh, my God. I actually collaborated with Tony Terry on this project.
Okay.
As well as Gary Lil G. Jenkins, the lead singer from the R&B group Silk. So this particular,
okay.
You know, this particular Evolutionary album, I mean, it's just, woo.
Oh, wow. We're going to get into that later in the, we're going to talk about that later in the show. About that. You need to explain that part. So I would like to go ahead and spin Go. Is there a brief story with this track, Go?
Yes. This particular song, I was looking for something that had an 80s feel to it, and I was talking to Ralph Johnson from Earth, Wind & Fire. He's my mentor, and I told him, I said, look, I can't afford to have Earth, Wind & Fire on my album, but if you have a song, I was honest, you know.
Yeah.
but if you have a song that you've written or something, you know, I'd love to have you either produce or remake a song. So, this process went on for about 6-7 months, and then he hit me up one day. He told me to listen to this song, Go. It was written by him and Marcel East, who's the brother of Nathan East.
Okay,
they
okay.
wrote it for Philip Bailey's Chinese Wall album.
Oh,
so this
wow.
song was originally recorded by Philip Bailey, and it was produced by Phil Collins.
Okay.
So I went to YouTube and listened to the song, and I fell in love with it. So the next process was asking Ralph, are you going to produce this or am I going to produce it? So Ralph said, you produce it. I want to hear what you do. So I assembled a group of musicians in different states and different studios, and we literally pieced the music together. And when I tell you Earth, Wind & Fire is my favorite of all time, you know, to me there's no one better or nothing. So this particular song was like, number one, it was the hardest song I ever recorded, but the pressure on it, because you want your idols to like what you do.
We got in
and recorded it, and Ralph Johnson video called me, and the smile on his face, it just melted me, you know. Knowing that, number one, I was able to keep his music alive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to know that I did this song justice, and that was the one of the things that I wanted to make sure I did was did the song justice. And we had a lot of fun doing it, and it came out wonderful.
Well, I'm going to spin Go, and you stay in your seat, and we'll be right back. Here is Go, everyone. energetic. I love that. It do sound just Earth, Wind, and Fire. Philip Bailey and All In. Wow, it does put a vibe in you.
So much fun because it was so much fun because I'm it was out of my element, so to say, because I'm more of a R&B style player, you know.
Wow.
So to do something so funky and, you know, just upbeat and fun, and then I have to play all those chord progressions. So oh my God, it was fun.
That is so
really
much energy there.
Well, believe it or not, you probably wouldn't know it by my demeanor now, but the J. Henry Experience, so to say, is a very energetic experience. My show is very high octane, so to say.
So, who or what was your inspiration coming in the beginning of your music journey? What or whom was your inspiration? Was it just Earth, Wind, and Fire? Was it other people?
It was other people. My initial, you know, my uncles were DJs, so I was always around music. But I would say my very first inspiration was my cousin Harvey Johnson. He's passed, last year or year before last. But he was my first inspiration. He was a keyboardist. He lived next door to my grandmother. So every day I would hear him playing the keyboard, and, of course, I'd run next door, and my grandmother would leave that man alone, you know, all that stuff. So, but, you know, hearing that, it really birthed something into me, and I couldn't wait to get good enough on the sax to go sit around and play music with him and stuff. But after that, of course, my Uncle Pierre Poiré, who was the person who gave me my first saxophone, and as I became a teenager, I became a big fan of Kenny G, because, of course, when you're not too into jazz or music, that's the first person you readily know. So I would listen to Kenny G, Nelson Rangel. As I got older, I branched out into Grover Washington, Dave Sanborn, Joel Albright, Kirk Whalum. So it took a lot of them and developed my sound from those guys. You know, I would mimic them a lot, and then eventually I found my sound.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the album, the Revolutionary album.
Absolutely. Evolutionary.
So,
okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Evolutionary, it's my third studio album. And I just wanted to break all the rules with this. Third album, I developed my sound, which was what I did with Phenomenon, my second album. But Evolutionary, I wanted to make a statement from the name of the album, from the album artwork. You know, I wanted to say something. I wanted to talk about the evolution of jazz, how it evolved from one thing to another, but yet fuse jazz with different styles, whether it's a calypso or a reggae style, whether it's with one song I sampled, Ashley's Roach Clip, which was used by Rakim. It's just I fuse New Orleans bounce music, which is my home, with jazz, a lot of vocals in jazz. So this album is so eclectic. It gives you a little bit for everybody. And I think that's what I wanted to embody so often, especially in the jazz or smooth jazz genre. We are so pigeonholed and want to make this one particular sound just for radio or whatnot. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to follow rules. I wanted to create my own rules. I wanted to make my own sound. And I thought about the listeners for this particular album. And, you know, I thought about what I like to listen to versus following some sort of formula. And, you know, I was like, as long as the people like it, it's fine, you know. And that's what I went for with this album.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. So while we're talking about that particular album, can you go ahead and give your website information where and music outlets on the internet where anybody could follow
Absolutely.
Up? And yeah, and include your social sites media pages as well. Go right ahead.
All right. My website, we took the website down. We're currently reconstructing everything, being that we're going through a rebranding phase, especially since I started singing now.
Yeah.
So we're redeveloping everything. But you can find me readily on social media at J. Henry Live. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube. All of my social media is real easy. The letter J. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, Live, L-I-V-E, J. Henry
right.
Live. So you can find me anywhere. Please feel free to follow me. Please feel free to interact with me. I'm always available. I'm always interacting. If I don't get at you right away, I will get back with you. I literally manage my social media. So when you talk
to yes,
me, you'll literally be talking to me.
Yes, he do, y'all. Yes, he do. And that's a fact. I know. So thank you for that information. Let's talk about this one track, Can't Get Enough.
All right.
When did that one come out? Can you give me a little brief?
Yes, that was the very first single from the Evolutionary album.
Right,
that
okay.
particular song is... a fusion of smooth jazz with New Orleans bounce music. Bounce music is a certain type of drum beat or drum cadence that we use in New Orleans. You think of most people are familiar with people like Big Frida, who's on, I forgot what station he's on or she's on, and synonymous with the term twerking. That's where the twerking comes from, with the bounce music. It originated in New Orleans. Yeah, it originated in New Orleans.
Right. All right. Get that story right.
Yeah. The type of bounce track that I have here is more of the traditional that started in the late 80s and early 90s when I was a teenager and whatnot, you know. So, of course, I wanted to give it that old school feel. It's laid back, but at the same time, you can two-step to it. And I hadn't heard too many artists or any artists fuse jazz and bounce, so I wanted to do that and, you know, just have fun with it. Like I said, I wanted to break the rules, so that's what we did. The track came out so wonderful. My twin brother wrote the hook for me, and, of course, I sing it as well as play the song, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's on iTunes along with Evolutionary, and come see me. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Tidal, Spotify, whichever music medium you use, it's on there.
All right. Can't Get Enough, everyone.
Yeah, baby.
can't get enough, and I can't get enough of you. I really like that. The year 2020, where everyone is thirsting for that old school vibe of R&B.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, J. Henry Lai.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to, especially as a artist and on the vocal side, bring that side back, you know.
Yeah.
Good soulful, classic sounding music.
Yeah.
You know, Barry's gone, Teddy's gone, and I just wanted to bring that sound back and that feel back as it relates to the singing side. You know, I was very, very apprehensive about singing, and I thought, you know, if I'm going to sing, number one, I have to have something to say. I didn't want to just sing just to be singing, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
So the more and more I performed, you know, I would sing more and more and slowly but surely build my confidence up. And I found my sound, and we just ran with it. You know, that Barry and that Teddy sound, and we ran with it.
Right. Yeah. That's good. Happened to be somebody wants to call me at this time, but ignore that.
It happens.
Yeah. So, do you have any upcoming events, any live performances that have been scheduled
most
in your city or any other city?
Beginning of the year is I do a lot of private events in the beginning of the year. So I have a lot of private events coming up. Right now, we're currently working on some stuff. I can't speak on these dates yet until we actually solidify them, come in March and April. So, of course, I can't state them until we close the deals on these dates. But we do have some good stuff coming up, I will say that. And if you stay tuned to my social media as well as my website in the next week or two, once we put it back up, it'll have all of those dates listed. But if you are in the Atlanta area, I do host a jam session / open mic night on Tuesday nights at this place called Blue Lagoon Bar and Bistro. It's in Buckhead off of Cheshire Bridge. You can look on my Instagram and get the information for that. So if you are an up-and-coming artist or musician and you want a platform to work your craft out or just keep your chops up, or if you just want to come sit in and jam, come on out. You know, we have a lot of fun. It's a real nice event. It's at 9:30 at night, from 9:30 to 11. Just come on out and have some fun with us.
All right. Will you be posting that information on your social media pages?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. And thank you for that information. So I would like to also, will there be any future new music projects or any projects that you're doing go ahead.
Yes. Come See Me, which is the current single. I literally just put that single out a couple weeks ago. It's the first single to my new project entitled Conversation. Before you asked, I was talking about me singing, which wound up being with Come See Me. I wanted to have something to say. So the whole idea of conversation was the conversation between a man and a woman. I find the younger men, and of course I'm 38 years old, so I'm fairly young, but I'm a little older than the millennials. They don't know how to talk to women anymore. You listen at music as it's slowly but surely changed. You look at it melodically, you look at it lyrically, and it's so harsh and abrasive and insulting, so to say. But I wanted to bring back that sound, you know.
Thank you.
For us 35 and older, how to talk to somebody, you know.
Yes.
And then the bass baritone voice is gone. There's no more Teddy. There's no more Marvin Jr. There's no, there's still L.J. Reynolds. You know, there's no more Barry. There's no more Isaac. And by me having that tone and that voice, I thought it would be a crime and a sin to let it go to waste, you know. So stated, before I decided to do a project, I thought, what do I have to say? And we came up with the concept of conversation. So it's the project's almost done, but it's some great, great, great music. I utilize my full 4-octave voice range on this particular album. So you're going to get from Barry to Philip Bailey on this project. So it's really good.
So can you tell us when? Can you give us a little teaser and letting us know when this will happen? Will it be later this year?
I'm looking at spring, early summer for a release. And I believe I sent you a track, the title track, Conversation.
I will be playing it at the end of the showcase, and I love it. You have the voice.
Song, oh, thank you. I literally freestyled that song.
I bet you did.
You know, I have a gift of talking to women, so, you know, I just put myself in the mindset. I just put myself in that mindset like I was really talking to a woman. And, you know, that was the good thing, honestly, about the music from back in the days. Because said everything you needed to say. You didn't have to say nothing but put the record on, and the record spoke for you.
Yeah.
And if you were smart, you didn't say nothing. You know, I loved how the artists back then, you felt the music. But it was because you had actual instrumentation. You know, you could feel the emotion in every inflection and in every note that the artist used.
Like Barry White and Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah. You know, you know, Barry would be like, show you right. Yeah, baby. You know, tell me a secret. You know, Barry would say something like that.
Oh, my God, turn off the light.
I've been so many places, seen so many things.
Oh,
not
my God.
Quite as lovely as you.
Oh, my
God. So, you know, you'd hear those, or he'd be like, close the door. Let me give you what you've been waiting for.
You know, stuff like that.
Or Barry would come in, now that I'm here, no more tears. Come here, oh, come here. You know, you just have those. It was just so beautiful, you know.
I'm quite sure the lady listeners are wondering, why aren't you doing a cover song of one of those old school artists?
Because
you got the perfect voice for that.
Believe it or not, I did remake Feel the Fire, Teddy and Stephanie's version. I did remake that.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's going to be on the album.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the door.
Yeah.
If
I
lose
your love for any one reason, any reason at all. So, yeah, we had a little fun with that one.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the ladies are probably, like, screaming. They can't wait for that new project to come out. So, what motivates you, J. Henry Live, to keep you doing your music? What is that motivation, that energy? Where are you pulling that up from?
I think music in itself is motivation. Music is my very essence. Music is my calling in life. There's nothing in my life that doesn't revolve around music. I hear music in my sleep. I have to have some sort of music all day. I never not thinking about music, and it's just the ideal of it. And then, you know, being a musician and an entertainer, singer, when you think about the ones who paved the way for us, you know, it's an insult to them to not carry on the legacy or carry the torch that they are, you know, build upon the foundation that they've laid for us. So, you know, just listening at that, I could put on the Dramatics record or the Dells or the Delphonics, the Spinners, the Temptations. I can go on and on. Gladys Knight, you put those records on and it's you hear it and it's something in you. It just resonates with you. And
yeah.
It makes you want to create. You know, you find yourself
yeah.
in the car just
yeah.
singing along with
yeah.
it, trying to go
yeah.
note for note, you know. So life itself motivates me, because I believe every song is built upon some sort of experience or some sort of desire. So there's nothing but motivation, whether it's pain, whether it's sorrow, whether it's joy, whether it's intimacy. What is it that you want to say, you know, and how can you make it musically and keep the integrity of music? And, you know, those are the things that motivate me.
I kind of wonder, how is it following you around in a day when you're feeling good? Because I bet you just freely just sing a few little notes here and there. I bet you sing in the shower.
I sing in the shower. I sing in the car. long as my wife is not around, because it gets on her nerves. I think my twin brother and I both share that singing all day.
Wow. Well, there are ladies out there that would love to hear that. I would love to hear
yeah.
a man singing in my life. Good Lord. So what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of your music, these new singles, the last album, Evolutionary, any of your music? What is that ultimate desire, J. Henry Live?
The ultimate desire, number one, is to create good music that evokes and promotes love, that creates moments, because I believe music is a moment that creates a moment. I want to create moments. I want to rekindle relationships. I want to help people with the healing process, whether it's recorded music or a live performance. I want to give people that wow factor. I also want them to understand that there is still good music. It may not be as commercial as where the industry has gone, but there is still good music there. You know, there's still music with substance. There's still music with a message, whatever that message that you want. You know, music is all music is mood music. So there's a song and there's a sound for whatever mood you want. If you want to make love, there's a sound for that with me. If you just want to dance, there's a sound for that with me. If you want to tell her you love her, if you want to tell him you love him, there's a sound for that with me. And that's what I want people to take away. If you just want to relax, you can do that with me. There's something for everybody, and those are the things that I want to convey. I always want to make music. I think about me as a consumer first. What would I like to hear?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if it feels good and it's honest to me, everyone else will feel it, because I don't believe people can feel what you don't feel. You can't manufacture an emotion.
Right.
So those are the things that I want people to get out of my music.
Oh, wow. Well, you hear it, guys. The ultimate desire of J. Henry Live. J. Henry, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have put up with you and supported you in your music career.
Yes,
I have to.
First of all, my wife, who's been an ultimate supporter when it was good, when it was bad, before there was a J. Henry, you know. My twin brother, Creole King, who was my chief advisor and writer for a long time before I finally stepped into the shoes of writing lyrics. My parents, who invested financially, Dolapo and Rickantola, Cedric Rice, Rickland Harvey, Ronald Laster, Sinbad, Ralph Johnson of Earth, Wind & Fire, Marlon McLean, Mo Funk of Cameo, Tony Terry, Tom Brown, Gary Jenkins, Renee Miller, Jamal Ahmed, Papa Smurf, who's a DJ in New Orleans, Pierre Poré, Kevin Lampton, my best friend, who's also a wonderful producer, Andrew Maurice Hawk, who produced most of Evolutionary, Darren Stewart, who produced and co-wrote my first album, Rico Clark, who co-produced and engineered my Phenomenon album, Kim Richardson, producer, so many people, Corey Mickey, Pearly Faison, Daniel's Prime St. Teal, Charles Platt, so many different people, and I'm trying to thank G. LeBeau, Kenny Miles, Gardenia, Jasmine Burke, John Cheadle, Lou Lang Jr., Vandell Andrew, so many people, the Rude Boys, so many people that I could think and go on, and I'm trying to remember everybody, Derek Brown, so many different people that I can think, and if I'm forgetting,
well, you're doing
it, please start into
job.
My head and not my heart. Just thanks to everybody that that actually helped support me financially. Thanks to everybody that contributed musically. Thanks to everybody that just lent a listening ear. You know, it's so many people to thank. One other person I have to thank is Darlene Myers. I can't even begin to describe, you know, her influence. But, you know, just thanks to everybody. I tell everybody, this is not Sheldon Joseph. This is not something that you can do by yourself. It takes a team of people, number one, who believe in what you do just as much as you do and who are honest enough to tell you when something's not right. You know, you don't need those yes people around you. So just thank you to everybody. Also, thank you to everybody that's ever downloaded any of my music, even if you stole it. Thank you for even thinking enough or liking it enough that you wanted to hear it, you know. So just thank you to my future fans, to future radio stations that pick up my music. Thank you to everybody. I'm eternally grateful. And, you know, as long as people want to keep hearing it, my music, I'll keep giving it to them. And as long as I keep getting inspired to do music, I'll keep doing it. And that'll probably be until I go see the Lord.
All right. Well, let's give them an applause and all that time in your journey. Give them an applause. So, as we come in close to the end of our showcase, I would like to ask you any words of encouragement you like to give at this time for those that are suffering in the world today, or can you give any advice to those new and upcoming musicians and singers that wants to
Absolutely.
Grab on the music industry? Any words of encouragement you want to give?
Yes. You know, number one, the one thing I've learned, you know, number one, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It takes years, and I do mean years, sometimes decades, to become an overnight success. So
that's right.
Don't measure your success by others, and don't
right.
measure your success by finances. If you had one goal to start and you accomplished that goal and you're on to the next already, you're already successful. If you do, if you start something and finish it, you're successful. The finances and the all the bells and whistles, those are byproducts of success. You'll find some of the most what we consider successful people have no money, because, you know, it just happens that way sometimes with this business, you know. So if you're in it for money and fame, get out of it now, you know. But if you want to make impact on people's lives, and if you really love what you do, if you can't live a day without doing this, if you're willing to do it for free, then you know this is for you. Never quit, because the day you quit is the day the opportunity may come. Some of my biggest accomplishments and some of my biggest achievements came in some of my darkest moments, you know. So never let the dark moments deter you. If you have to cry, cry and work. If you have to cry, cry and search. Cry and dig. Don't just cry. Always move. Always keep striving. Always keep pushing. Crying is necessary sometimes because it prevents you from going crazy. You know, there's going to be heartache. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot more bitter than there is sweet. And that's in anything with life when you're trying to accomplish something that maybe no one else has accomplished. Also, surround yourself and get mentors who are actually in the field that you're striving to get in. One of the things that keeps me sane is talking to people who've walked in my shoes. While some people may not be on my level, there's people who above what I've done, the icons, the legends. I talk to them, and you find out that your story is similar, and if they can make it through it, you can make it through it, you know. So those are some of the nuggets that I would give, and it's pretty much just perseverance. No matter whether it's music, regardless what it is, if you just want to open a barbershop, if you want to open the kitchen, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, just be willing to go through the process. You can't speed it up. You're where you're supposed to be at this point in your life. You know, so, you know, that's just some of the advice that I would give people.
Wow, that's a load of advice. That is well said, and thank you for that. Thank you so much. Well, we're at the end of our showcase. J. Henry Live, I appreciate you take out your time and your day to come and participate on my platform, talk about your music and your new music projects. Everyone, I'm quite sure, has gathered enough information and probably following up on you as we speak. And please do come back on your new music projects. I'll be following you for life. You're a dear friend, very talented as well.
Oh, thank you, likewise.
You have a blessed evening, and thank you so much for your time.
You as well. Anytime, you know, I'm always available.
Yes, he is, everyone. This is Conversation, Your Everything, by J. Henry Live. All right,
ladies.
All right.
Can I take a minute of your time? Just need to talk to you for a moment. Together. all I see on your face. Had I known I'd make you smile like that, I'd have tried to express myself, you know, a long time ago. But you know, sometimes we just try so hard to protect our heart. And of course, being a man, you know, it's not cool to be so emotional or whatever.
I gotta let you know.
Thank you all for tuning in. That track there, Conversation, You're Everything by J. Henry Live. Go follow his social media pages. Go online and check it out. And I have another treat. I have another singer-songwriter coming up. The last artist in this month, January 31st, Mountain Time and Pacific Standard Time at 5:30 p.m., Eastern Time, 8:30 p.m., Central Time, my time, at 7:30 p.m., January 31st, I have Wendy Clardy, a.k.a. Lardy, Miss Clardy. She has some music, and she has a journey to tell us about. She will be on my platform January 31st. Here is a tease track, You Got It Going On by Wendy Clardy. Thank you all for tuning in. And have a good evening. Bless you all and thank you all for your support. Good night, everyone.